This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You don't have to be a trained observer of this economy to have picked up on the unease in retail. Retail sales were down in March. Layoffs at Whole Foods and Saks and Wayfair and more. Walmart, Bath & Body Works, and Gap are closing stores. It is not great out there. And yet, for some chains, uncertainty is opportunity. IKEA, Barnes & Noble, and Costco as well are among the companies that have announced plans to expand their retail footprint. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab takes a look at what's going on there.
Have you put off making some decisions over the last few years? Maybe stalled on making a big purchase, having kids, changing careers. You said, maybe I'll wait until the pandemic is over, until inflation cools, until this whole are we or are we not headed into a recession thing becomes clear. And did you eventually take the plunge anyways? Because really, how long are you going to put everything on hold just to time life perfectly right?
I think that's exactly the way a lot of these executives are looking at it.
Joel Rampold is a managing director at Alex Partners.
Everything is uncertain. The range of bad outcomes that could come to pass is broad and deep, but not acting aggressively is as big a risk as acting.
Of course, acting requires some financial security, but if you're a company with some cash, there's plenty to take advantage of. Forrester retail analyst Sucharita Kadali says businesses that are closing stores create opportunities for those that want to expand.
If good real estate has come available that had not been available before, these retailers may be jumping on it.
Another reason why it might be the right time? Because some stores do well when people's wallets are tight. More shoppers have been turning to membership clubs like Costco, and someone who once shopped at Crate and Barrel may now feel more comfortable on an IKEA budget. Mark Cohen is the director of retail studies at Columbia University.
The consumer is still there, and though they may have traded down a bit, they still have disposable income and they spend it.
Plus, Cohen says it takes a couple years for stores to actually follow through on expansion plans.
There are companies who are betting that this inflationary cycle will have abated by the time they actually get to open their doors.
If a company can take on risk during shaky economic times, it's hoping it'll be primed and ready for the reward that could come during a rebound. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.